Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right. Evan Giddings in the house. Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. Is this Kendrick Lamar? Because I kind of liked it. What did we come in with?
If you like this, you'd love Kendrick. How about that?
I do like it. Who is it?
Isn't this Summertime? By Will Smith, right?
DJ Jazzy Jeff featuring Will Smith, yes.
Yeah.
So it's old.
Yeah. Late 80s, early 90s.
Was this the first...
Yeah, I like it.
...song to win a... Like a first rap song to win a Grammy?
Ooh, good question. Good question.
I think Will Smith was the first rapper to win a Grammy.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong guy.
I could be wrong. Yeah, I'm sure the text line will let us know.
You're looking at the... So, the other day... I should probably save this for what's bugging you tomorrow, but it's what's bugging me today.
Well, we've discussed a lot that's bugging you.
No, we haven't. What?
Yeah.
My golf game's not bugging me.
Apparently the boss asking very fair questions.
Well, that's... Well, the boss always bugs me. Yesterday morning, I come in to work and I'm like, you know, I usually get my car, and people need to know this. I usually get my coffee here at work rather than go to a coffee shop.
I have noticed you've been coming in with breakfast more often.
I have. I've been hungrier in the mornings. So Wednesday, I'm coming to work, and there's nobody here. There's nobody in the city, of course, because of Juneteenth. Yes, it's yesterday.
Of course.
By the way, just once again.
Goo should have aired you out yesterday.
Once again, God. Steiny working holidays. That's okay. That's okay. I go to the coffee shop across the street, and there's literally nobody in it.
Capital One.
There's nobody in it.
Why is that a problem?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute.
You don't have to see anybody on your way to getting coffee. There's nobody in line.
There's three people working there, and I walk in, and nobody. I'm like, yes, sir, can I help you? I said, yeah, give me a bacon and egg sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Whoop.
Okay. And the guy goes, can I get your name? No. I'm the only one in the coffee shop. I'm going to be the guy standing over there in the corner. You don't need to know my name.
Yes, they
There's
do.
There's nobody there. Hey, dude, your bacon egg. Thank you. I mean, come on. He doesn't. Nobody else was in the place. Nobody.
No.
You don't need to know my name.
They
you
have
don't
to
even
put
need
the
to
order
know me.
Down under a name.
Why? There's one person in the place.
Because there's a field to fill out when you're behind the register that is, where's the order? What is the order? And who is it for? They can't just say the letter N. I don't know. Like,
no.
Your name is Matt. It's the easiest thing to say in the world. What's your name? I'm not going to tell you. Are you kidding me?
Well,
who are you?
The minute I say Matt, if he realizes it's Steinmetz, it's over.
So just say it's Guru.
Then I have to get into a 15-minute conversation about the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that to a guy whose name I don't know.
Someone is like, oh, you're the guy that wants to... Well, I guess there's a lot of things you said. Honestly, okay, what is the... An aside.
Yeah.
What is the... I guess the most random take that you've been reminded of by somebody who approaches you and they're like, hey, Steiny, are you kidding me? Like, you said that? And then you say, oh, yeah, I did.
Susan does not like the to hell with the kids or the hell with the kids.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
I feel like that's something you're known for.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, people think it's shit.
What was the origin of that, by the way?
The truth. The origin was the truth. No, I mean, listen. Now, people know how old I am. Here's the bottom line.
Really, the hell with the names.
The bottom line is, and anybody in my generation will tell you this. Here's the bottom line.
Okay.
When we were kids, we were to be seen and not heard. We weren't considered because we were kids. Grown-ups were selfish. Grown-ups did what they wanted to do. Grown-ups didn't cater to kids all the time, 24/7. So my bitterness,
oh boy,
perceived, I mean, fake, is Now, everything's for the kids. Hey, we're going on vacation. Hey, what do you say you and me get to get? What do you say we get, go on our own little vacation? No, bring the kids. Bring the kids. Let's go out to a restaurant. Get the most expensive thing. Let's go for, let me sit in the front seat. Like things that have you ever heard of the kids' table?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you haven't.
Yeah,
you
used to sit at it.
Yeah, not anymore. There is
I'm
no
not a
kids
kid anymore.
My point is kids now get to sit at the grown-up table. And I'll tell you what, I saw something the other day that was repulsive, and it was a 3-year-old sitting at a bar. I mean, come on.
That's cool.
That's not cool.
What do you mean? If the place.
So now you know where the hell with the kids came from. That's all. The hell with the kids.
Dude, our guy Tony at Old Ship lets his kid come sit by the bar while he's working.
That's different.
He's a kid at a bar.
That's different.
And he's on his Game Boy and he's eating his French fries and he's letting everyone else swear like sailors.
First of all, he's at the lower handicapped part of the bar.
Oh, he's at the kids' bar.
Well, he's at Tony's kid is at the lower table at the bar.
Yeah, because he's 4 feet tall.
Exactly. Well, at least
a high chair's not going to get him to the top of the bar.
The point I'm making is when he sits there, Tony's kid, he's unobtrusive. He's unobtrusive. You don't even notice him. The kid I'm talking about, I mean, he's ordering double shots, it felt like. Anyway.
Well, he gets his lemonade or, his sugar-free soda. I don't know whatever he drinks. I just know he's locked into some handheld device that I can't name.
Okay, here's one. This would have never happened in the past. You ready? This was unheard of back in my day. The Golden State Warriors are playing the Denver Nuggets, and Steph Curry load manages that game, and a little girl starts to cry.
Yeah.
And the Warriors give her tickets to another game that Steph Curry's going to play. And what are we doing? You know what? Back in 1974, I'm 75.
Yeah.
I'm going to a Philadelphia 76ers game. They're playing the New Orleans Jazz. You know who didn't play? Truck Leonard. He didn't play. He was one of my favorite players.
God forbid Truck wasn't on the court.
He wasn't. And you know what? The Jazz didn't send me any tickets to go the next time he played.
Might as well call him Kawhi Leonard.
You sucked it up. Let me ask you this. Oh, you know what else? Hmm. I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you.
Oh my God.
Last time I was in New York.
Ken, let me off the leash.
Last time I was in New York. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm being sincere. I love Broadway. I love Broadway shows. My sister was a thespian, and I went to all her school plays, and I just love it.
Yeah.
So, this is a few years back. I'm going to see Kinky Boots. Have you heard of it? It's great.
No, I'm sure it's great.
It's absolutely a wonderful,
wouldn't have picked the one.
Well, guess what? Guess what happens?
Yeah.
Before the play starts, they say Steve Johnson will be playing the role of Bill Mueller.
Okay.
That's an understudy. That's like when Steph Curry doesn't play. Nobody gets their tickets back. You're going to a Broadway play. Guess what? You may not get the star on a given night.
No, but you might get the up-and-coming star.
What, Eric Paschal?
No, do you think that when he was an understudy, anybody is now complaining about Denzel Washington playing King Lear because he is a man of the stage? No one knew at the time that Denzel was going to be Denzel, but he was somebody that took the stage and made it his. You might have seen the next Steph. Not the Steph, but the next Steph. And this is what pisses me off about your generation in general, is because you blame us for the problems that you create. Blaming your children for parenthood that is, a little more lax, that's on you. Okay, my parents, God love them, were very kind. They were not how their parents were in many ways because they learned and then they created, I would like to think, a decent, halfway solid child in myself. And yes, I sat at the kids' table. Should a child have to sit at the kids' table?
Yes.
That's up to the parent. And it sounds like you didn't put the hammer down.
See,
you didn't put your foot down.
No,
you had a chance to put the kids at the kids' table where they may or may not belong because you couldn't keep it together yourself.
Mm-hmm. My rules are the right rules, okay? My rules are the right rules. And what I'm saying is our generation is catering too much to these punks, and it's not good. Oh, it's not. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the one thing I will agree with you on is sometimes we hype up kids. You know what I mean?
Yes, we do.
We hype up young athletes a little more than we should. Especially when
they should
be at the kids' table, but they're not.
Yeah, let me bring it back to the I'll make the parallel. Let me bring it up to the San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
You know, first of all, for every Denzel that was an understudy,
you hate when I do
there's
that.
A thousand understudies who never made it.
Ian McKellen.
And quite frankly, you stunk. Most understudies, you stink. That's why you're an understudy.
Yeah, but the reason why I watch SNL is because I might be seeing the next big thing, because that's a place where the budding stars go. Now, I think SNL right now is kind of down, but I wouldn't have known that Kate McKinnon was going to become Kate McKinnon, or I wouldn't have known that, I don't know, Will Ferrell was going to become Will Ferrell.
Okay,
if I didn't watch SNL.
Follow me here, because I'm going to bring it back to sports.
Please.
Ask me what young player... I'll just put it this way. You know who I think is going to stink? You know who I think stinks?
Well, probably a list, but who's at the top?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now, who's at the top of my...
Who stinks?
Yeah.
Of the young players.
Elliot Ramos.
No, why?
Elliot Ramos.
Why would you say him?
And I'll tell you why. He's just the latest. In a plethora of players in this area that hasn't done a thing yet, but we're going to anoint him. We're going to anoint him. Oh, he had 306 weeks. Oh, he's going to be the net. Didn't we do that with Trey Lance? Didn't we do it with Trey Lance?
No, we didn't.
Oh, please.
You know why? Because he played three games, and then he broke his leg.
You know who else is going to be great? James Wiseman. He averaged 12-6 his rookie year.
Had only been done by so many big men. Sonny.
Yeah.
This is James Wiseman.
You stink.
Actually,
I really like the kid, but he's not.
No.
How about Joey Bart? How good was he? Joey Bart. We heard Joey Bart 4 years in a row. He can't play. What are we doing?
Yeah, he stunk. He's hitting all right now.
Here's a great one, and I mentioned his name early in the show. Remember Eric Paschal?
Oh, yeah, first team all rookie.
First team all rookie.
He was a tweener.
I'll tell you what. You get Paschal and Curry on that pick and roll, and we may have another. He's not even in the league anymore.
You know who I loved?
Who?
Kai Bowman. The Boston College Eagle. Dude, that guy was electric for about, half a season.
Remember who
on
this?
A 15-win team.
Speaking of electric, remember this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's going to be good. This guy's unreal. This guy's Jordan Bell. Started a finals. I think we found our center.
Who was saying that?
Oh, please. Everybody was gung-ho about Jordan Bell.
Kevin Durant liked him.
Oh, when we go small at the five. Oh, Jordan Bell with his athleticism. Oh, God, he fits on the... Please.
Oh, great call from the YouTube chat, powered by First NorCal Credit Union, Mr. Irrelevance, Christian Arroyo. You remember that name? I'll give you another one. Noah Lowry. That was another big one for the Giants. Big up-and-coming pitcher.
Exactly.
Arroyo was a position player.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, everyone knows he was the Northwest League MVP, in single A. He dominated.
The 415 has just mentioned a name that is on my list. Anybody remember Anthony Randolph?
Oh, dude. I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah, let me guess. You thought he was going to be great.
If he was born...
Oh, my God.
10 years later, Anthony Randolph...
Would have stunk worse.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh, he would have shot the three better. He would have been able to guard multiple...
Oh, my God.
Anthony Randolph was born in the wrong generation.
I got a couple other names. Remember this guy? By the way, whatever happened to Javon Kinlaw?
He's still on the team.
Oh, is he any good? I thought he was supposed to be great.
Injuries derailed a good thing.
Okay. Okay.
He's a Jet now.
Damn it.
What about, the guy in our backyard.
Wait. So Kinlaw's got a second contract.
Marco Luciano.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Luciano?
But hear
about
it.
We don't know yet.
Exactly.
What about, I know you love this guy, Matos. You see what he's doing in Sacramento right now, Steiny? He's tearing it up.
Yeah.
He's got like 5 home runs his last 6 games.
No, he's going to be great.
I mean, Slater's
home. Yeah, he's going to be great. I mean, again, order the rings. Come on. Here's a great one. Oh, this guy just needs some time to develop.
Who?
Alan Smilagic.
No.
He's going to be good. What?
I got a better one for you.
Give it to me.
You remember Justinian Jessup?
I do.
Dude, they had him in the hopper for like 3 years.
Oh my God.
He was supposed to be our Larry Bird. You know, you draft him 1 year, you pick him up after he was in Australia, and he comes over 2 years later and just dominates. He was my guy. The ginger ninja, Nico Mannion.
You know, his dad was a good player, Pace Mannion. His father's name was Pace, P-A-C-E.
Also played in the wrong era.
Interestingly, like to play in the half court. I don't know why. You know what? I must be a pretty good actor. Seriously.
Well, you were taking notes from the understudy.
I can. That's not bad. I can put on a show. Steiny has an issue with today. You just sound old, Steiny. Everything stinks. You are aging horribly.
You drop dead at any moment.
Yeah, I'm serious with all this. It's an act. It's theater of the mind. It's radio. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Joe.
Somebody smart said
Joe's
that.
In the 818. Where's that?
818? I don't know.
Where's the 818?
That's Burbank.
Oh, all right.
Hey, how you doing, Steiny?
Dynamite. I'm in a great mood, and I'm aging gracefully.
you're the best. Listen, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that Peyton opted in for about his $9 million for his contract.
Yeah.
And I've always loved him, but the problem is at 6'2", and the amount he gets off the ground above the rim for his when he's stuffing the basketball, he, when you think about his height and he's coming down about 5 or 6 feet onto hardwood, I just think that he's always going to get injured with his calves and ankles. And so I wanted to ask you, Steiny, do you think they should move him in a trade? What do you think about that? And I also wanted to add one thing, and then I'll let you answer that. Sure. I always love listening to you and Goo. You're the voice of reason, and your train of thought, I love it. You know, a lot of fans I talk to want the Warriors to start to try to improve for the future and rebuild. And Steiny wants to trade the farm. I mean, Steiny, Goo wants to trade the farm to get a 35-year-old aging star, and I always love that you are just kind of on the other side of that argument. So anyway, thanks a lot.
No, thank you so much, Joe. I know there's a lot more out there that don't call. No, he's right. Joe's right. Joe's right. You know what's funny?
You might be the voice of reason, but that's why I'm here today. All right, knock you down a couple pegs.
Fair. No, I'll be honest. Like this is why I think sometimes people like our show. Well, we do peel back the curtain. So he asked me about Gary Payton a second.
Someone brought up a fourth wall.
I mean, what is that, by the way?
The fourth wall?
Yeah.
Isn't that when you're on the stage and you interact with the audience? Like you break the fourth wall?
Oh, I think you're right. I guess.
Well, you would have known if you were paying attention to the understudy on Broadway.
Well, the bottom line, though, is the fourth wall in my life is broken. I mean, it's shot. And I'm going to it's going to be shot again.
You didn't know what the fourth wall, I actually think you did. But the fact that you said you didn't means that it's just a part of things, right?
In theater, they call that an aside.
Okay. Yeah, when the actor, but...
An asaw, dude.
Well, an aside is a little different than interacting mid-play with the audience. Yes, but an aside is part of the play.
You break the fourth wall, though, when you do an aside.
Okay, fair enough.
It's like you have a line. You're like, hey, you know, Steiny, ode to thee shall be they. And then you look at Ken and you wink and you go, huh. Like, that's breaking the fourth wall.
So.
That was terrible old English.
So, fourth wall. Oh, I'm going to break it again.
Okay.
So, Evan and I are talking. We got a lot. We have some good stuff to talk about. Well, guess what? There's quietly about five pieces of Warrior news that we're going to get into. I mean, we're going to get into it. The question is, when are we going to get into it? And the Willie Mays stuff has just been wonderful. I've had great conversations with Evan and Goo. And so he asked me about Gary Payton II, who has opted in. Oh, boy. And I'll tell you about Gary Payton, but we're going to talk a lot of Warriors tomorrow.
I think we are, yeah.
We are going to talk a lot of Warriors tomorrow because, you know, among other things, we've got, we had Monty Poole reporting that Clay wants 3 years, Gary Payton opting in. We got a big date coming up with Looney on June 24th. The draft is next Wednesday. Chris Paul's got a big date coming up June 28th. So we're going to get into the Warriors tomorrow. But as for Gary Payton II, he's injury prone right now. He's just injury prone. That's why, it was one of the reasons why he opted in. I wouldn't trade for Gary Payton II just because I don't, he's become a little bit unreliable because of injury.
Had James Wiseman, I'd probably trade for him.
What?
If I had James Wiseman and I could trade for Gary Payton, I probably would.
Oh. I get what you're saying because they were traded a few years back.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
No, I look forward to breaking it, like to digging into the meat tomorrow.
I mean, honestly, the thing with Gary Payton II is it's probably not good news. I mean, it's not good news.
What do you mean?
That makes them less flexible. The Warriors would have loved for Gary Payton II to test free agency. But he was hurt last year, and he didn't have a great year. He still, when he plays, he's effective, but he had to exercise his $9.1 million. What there was thought of was that he was going to opt out and then re-sign with the Warriors, let's say maybe at 3 years, $14 million. So he gets more big money or more total money, but it's spread out over 3 years. That's not happening.
No.
Gary Payton II is on the cap and on the tax, and it's a second apron issue for $9.1 million.
It's significant also because it is the first domino. Like, it is the
first domino
of Warriors free agency. That's the news. And then the dates that you're talking about, 4 days for Looney to make a choice, Chris Paul 4 days after that. Of course, Klay Thompson coming up late June 30th, July 1st with free agency. So, yeah, now the wheels are churning. The gears are moving.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Right on the money there. And the so once again, those dates, June 24th, the Warriors have to make a decision on Kevon Looney. On June 28th, they have to make a decision on Chris Paul. Chris Paul.
The second.
His name's Chris Paul. That's all I'm calling him now. I'm not using nicknames. His name is Chris Paul. So the Warriors, at least as it applies to Kevon Looney, they have two choices. They can waive him and owe him $3 million, or they can keep him and pay him $8 million, but then he's $8 million against the cap. The handcuffs feel like they're getting a little tighter on the Warriors. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I used a word that didn't exist the last time I was on with you.
Okay. Guru does that every day.
Hey.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's going to get back to him.
Do you hear this beat, though?
Yeah.
This is the Not Like Us beat. This is Kendrick Lamar. This is what I want you to go home and watch.
Okay.
Because it is a culturally significant event that occurred last night.
All right.
And I know you like that stuff.
I like to keep up with the times. Yeah. You know what? The text lines, you know, comments come in left and right on the YouTube chat and on the Xfinity mobile text line. And yeah, you know me, I like to have good-natured banter. But every once in a while, there'll be one that I'm like, this guy is a D.
Okay.
And we've got a D from the 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line.
Derek?
There was no shot Gary Payton II was ever going to opt out. You're clueless. How do you do this for a living? Now, for whatever reason, that one got me.
What?
That one bothered me. You imbecile. There was talk, you horses behind, that Gary Payton II was in fact going to opt out. And he was going to opt out so he could renegotiate his contract over the course of multiple years instead of one. Don't call me clueless.
I just got to lay out. That was great.
What is wrong with these people?
You were faking it, kind of.
No, so
yes.
No, you were. Listen, all kidding aside, it does sound like what happened last night at the forum was pretty impressive.
It was because not like us. This song is global. It is the song of the year already. I don't know how another song could surpass it. And it's because it's involved in perhaps the most, notable rap beef in a long time. And it involves two titans in the industry, you know, Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Whatever side you're on is up to you. The reason why I love talking to Guru about it is because he's on Drake's side. And I do want to know if he still is after last night, because Kendrick Lamar brought a ton of people together. Number one, like, it was just a great concert.
Okay.
Like, Tyler, the Creator was there.
Of course.
Someone like J-Rock, for example, doesn't mm-hmm. perform often. He brought him out.
How come?
You should ask him. He also brought out members of the Black Hippie Crew, which very seldom are all seen together in the same place. I'm talking Schoolboy Q, J-Rock, Absol, Kendrick Lamar. So they all performed, and it was just a great concert. But everyone was wondering if Kendrick Lamar was going to perform Not Like Us, because he hadn't performed it yet. The song came out, but he hadn't done it live.
Gotcha.
So he did. And it was introduced by Dr. Dre, obviously godfather of West Coast rap, all the rest. And it was just a great build. Everyone in the audience was into it. It was electric. And the way that he was able to use the crowd was also something that great performers do. I had the pleasure of seeing Kendrick Lamar in person. He is an absolutely fantastic performer. Whoop. And it was great, but then he ran it back, and he ran the song back again, and he ran the song back again. He kept performing
out of material.
Song.
Was he out of material? That's what bands
do. It was the crescendo.
That's what bands do when they only have four songs.
Now, that's what you call a coup de grace on Drake, because the entire world was watching on Amazon Music, and everybody I'm there was I'm very jealous of. But he brought out a couple of also notable people from L.A. Like, it wasn't just about...
Okay. Like who?
Russell Westbrook was there.
Oh, really?
Someone like DeMar DeRozan was there.
He's from L.A.
He's from Compton. So, and DeMar DeRozan was actually in the song. Now, that's notable because DeMar DeRozan used to hang out with Drake when he was a Toronto Raptor, the reporter of the Coast. It was a unified statement by the West Coast, by Kendrick Lamar, by the industry, that Drake, you just ain't it. You just ain't it. It was a momentous occasion, and I just think you should go and watch it.
Okay.
On Juneteenth is his pop-out performance.
Okay. Now,
it was
what happened?
Drake, unbelievable.
What's Drake going to do to,
that's the
as
thing.
The kids say,
you
clap
can't.
Back?
You can't.
What do you mean?
You can't.
He'll just put together the Toronto Raptors.
I'm out. No.
Rappers. The Toronto Rappers.
That's a two.
Shoot, if I wouldn't have butchered it would have been a three.
It would have been a three.
Why can't he just get everybody from New York to do something with him?
So that's the problem.
Uh-oh.
Drake doesn't have a coast. He's Canadian. That's the biggest part of this. The entire West Coast.
Xenophobia?
What do you mean?
Isn't that when, like, one, like, you hold it against somebody because they're not American?
Oh, well, partially. But it's also because he's just Drake. He's just corny, in my opinion. But
I love Canada.
but he doesn't have a geographic set of like representatives to bring out. Like if he's doing a show in Toronto,
right?
Who's going to be on stage with him? You know?
Oh, I mean, you could
like
get
people like New York is its own entity.
I'll tell you who we could get. Here's who would be there. He would have Neil Young. He would have. He would have Jamal Murray. He would have Andrew Wiggins. He would have. Why can't I think of my favorite guy who's dead? Gordon Lightfoot would have been there. Alanis Morissette, I think, is Canadian.
Thank you. From the 707, the Bay Area himself, E-40, was the narrator at the beginning.
So, let me tell you, L.A. might have to be put on notice that Toronto's coming from the north of the border.
Yeah, sure. This is from the 510 also. I'm a 60-year-old white dude, and I think Kendrick Lamar is awesome. Get on it, Steiny. So people from your generation are even coming around.
Well, as Mark Willard would say, it's one guy on the text line.
Actually, I think he said eight. But there's a lot more than eight that were there, that watched, and that I think were just able to have a great time. Like, it was a party. Yeah, well, LeBron James was there. I was talking about people that he brought up on stage.
Gotcha.
YG, Russell Westbrook.
So I got to believe
DJ
LeBron
Mustard,
was,
DeMar DeRozan.
Was jealous of everybody on the stage, even though he knew they were from L.A.
No, but he was there rapping to the song the entire time because it's
Shea Gildas Alexander.
SGA.
RJ Barrett. Yeah. I'm missing a lot of musicians, too. We're going to get it going up in the...
just watch
up
it.
They might. Somebody says Steiny won't last 5 minutes watching that. I'm going to try.
It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
I'll send you the clip.
Please do. Yeah, please do.
There's also another culturally significant event that's happening. That's at Rickwood Field.
Yes,
sir. I can't wait to talk to Mark Willard and Dan Dibley about. Because I'm sure they're very excited.
I mean, we have TVs on, and sometimes you just look at them, and can we take the Lakers seriously? That's what they're debating on a show. All right, let's
see. The answer
is no. No read on this break. We got the Celine Dion. You don't want to mess. Oh, Joni Mitchell. Love Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, you do.
Love her. Willard and Dibs coming up on the other side on No Read, 95.7 The Game.